Turn our attention now to the Cancer Society's Daffodil Day. It takes place tomorrow, and they're asking you out there to come together as a community and go all in. It typically receives only 5% of its income from government, so it's thanks to the generosity of the public they can continue to provide vital free services and support to ensure no one in Ireland faces cancer alone. Lorraine Sebastova from Tralee is an ambassador now for the Irish Cancer Society this Daffodil Day. Lorraine, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Jerry. Thank you.
How's Lily doing?
Lily's doing good, Jerry. Thanks. A little bit tired and a little bit worn out now from all the treatment. But she has done 7 rounds. She's completed them. We have 5 more to go. That's every third week we're in Dublin. We have our scans on the 27th, so everyone might say a little prayer for us on that day, please. She is in good spirits. She had her play at school yesterday and she was just brilliant. I cried through the whole lot of it because I get so emotional when she does things like this, you know. But she's holding her own. She's very determined, but it's not been easy for her. She's exhausted from the travel. You know, from the hotel stays, we never know where we're staying when we're in Dublin. So it's not easy for her. And the sickness is still very prominent. And here, look, she's really worn out, but she's trying her best.
Yeah, yeah. She's battling through it, which is a testament to her. Absolutely. In terms of how she goes through. And it's been some journey.
It's been a really long journey. Her birthday now is the 23rd of July and she will be 3 years fighting cancer the same week, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And through that all, Lorraine, the Irish Cancer Society, I know, have been a great help, which is why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose, thankfully, we associate the Irish Cancer Society mainly for dealing with adults, which, you know, all along it kind of has. Now they're kind of venturing into the childhood cancers, which is good news for us, you know. So for us, they've provided a volunteer driver service. That means when we arrive to Dublin by train, somebody will be there to collect us and bring us to our hotel and would also bring us to all our hospital appointments, which is brilliant for us because depending on where we're staying in Dublin, because like I said, we never know what hotel we're staying in because we have to just follow the cheapest hotels that we can afford, really. So the drivers will bring us to and from, and the Irish Cancer Society are providing that, whereas before we were looking at maybe €40 each way. So, I mean, that's been a great help. Also, we have a room actually on the ward, and it's, I suppose, a place to relax, really. It's named the Jamie Wren Room after a child that unfortunately passed away from cancer. And their parents sold the farm and they invested in this room for all our kids. And it's an aromatherapy room, really. And we have people that come in and give our kids massage and things like that. So this couple, you know, they're getting older and they can't really afford to keep this going themselves. So the Irish Cancer Society have stepped in and thankfully they're taking that over. So that's going to remain on John's ward too. You know,
that's so
wonderful.
Important.
Very important. Very important. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And look, you're asking people alongside everything else to just to tomorrow's a huge day for the society, Daffodil Day. It's something that everybody knows. Everyone knows what Daffodil Day is,
yes.
Which is a great help, but people need to keep
they
helping.
They do. I think that people, I suppose like everything, people know what Daffodil Day is. We know that daffodils and cancer, you know, and there isn't any of us who haven't been affected by cancer. I mean, 1 in 2 of us are going to get it. There was 42,000 already diagnosed this year. And approximately 200 children diagnosed with cancer. This is all only this year, you know. And like you said at the beginning, the Irish Cancer Society, they only get 5% of their funding from the government. That means that it's us as a community, as a country, that are coming together to support ourselves and each other, you know, in this awful journey by donating or by helping. And it's, you know, it makes life a little bit easier for us that are going through it.
Yeah. And that makes a massive situation.
Huge.
To people. Mm-hmm. Do families have to pay for transport to get to hospitals?
Yes.
Bringing someone from Kerry to Dublin?
Yes. So I suppose the hidden thing about cancer is we all know cancer is a physical, you know, disease and that's what it is. But it's so much more than that. Cancer is a financial burden. You know, it's an emotional burden.
You know, I know, Lorraine, it's difficult to speak about that because with what you're going through, it's the last thing on your mind.
but it still has to be dealt with. It does.
Yeah.
So what people don't realise is, like, sometimes I feel I'm so grateful that people do fundraisers for us. Because I suppose what people don't understand is that myself and my husband, who works really hard, you know, to try and get us up there and give us the best accommodation we can get, you know, he's like an unsung hero in our lives, really. You know, he does all of this to get us up there. But we have to pay for our hotels. We have to pay for our food and we have to pay for our travel. So I don't work because I'm a caretaker for Lily. You know, my husband can only do a little bit because he's got to mind Eli and everything else. So it's extremely difficult, you know, to come up with this. I mean, at Christmas, we lost €1,000 on accommodation because we were getting into the car to come up to Dublin and Lily's bloods were low and we'd everything booked. And because her bloods were low, she couldn't receive chemotherapy. So that meant we had to cancel everything and we lost everything, our deposits and the whole lot. You know, so it's hard. And then when you're looking for hotels and somewhere cheaper that's, you know, comfortable for her and close enough to the hospital, it's hard. And depending on the time of the year, Christmas, Valentine's, Paddy's, these prices go through the roof. And we still have to pay those prices, even though we're not there for pleasure, you know, or luxury or leisure or anything. So we have to pay these too.
Yeah. You're up against dynamic pricing and demand. Yes. And if there's a concert in Dublin or a major match.
Absolutely, you have it. That's exactly.
You're in there with everybody else competing for a room with the price you have to pay.
And I know people are going to say, you know, there's the Ronald McDonald House. There is. But we just don't get it because, you know, there are families in there, their rooms are full. It's not big enough for all of us. Yeah. You know, so yes, if we got it, it's wonderful. But for us, we just don't get it because we're up every third week for 4 nights, 5 days of continuous chemo. And so we have all the other stuff as well, you know, all the other pressures. And like getting on a bus in Dublin, leaving the hospital with a little girl who's after an amount of chemo. She's extremely ill. She's walking out the door with a little blue sick bag, getting on a bus because we can't afford taxis because they're €40 each way minimum. And she's sitting in a pram at nearly 10 years old, trying to get her back to a hotel room. It's devastating. It's horrible to look at. She's embarrassed. You know, she might be young, but she's got her dignity too. You know, and all these things are very, very difficult. You know, but like that, the Irish Cancer Society have come in and put things in place for us a little bit, which is great. And, you know, they do offer counselling and support services, which is wonderful too. You know, I'm not saying all of this is extremely bad. It's difficult, but it's not all bad. You know, we have nice things occur too.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any tax breaks or any sort of things like that, Lorraine?
Not for us.
That should be done, really.
What should be done? So, as far as I know, don't quote me fully, but as far as I know, Kerry has the highest paediatric cancer rate in Ireland at the moment. There are 5 off the top of my head, 3 in Tralee and 2 in Killorglin, who happen to be a brother and sister, going through it. We have a massive oncology unit over here. We have a day unit over here. We have a haematologist over here in Kerry. And as much as I'm grateful for all of that, it means nothing to us. We have not act nor part in this. It was never considered for our children. It was never considered for us. If they did nothing but make it a meeting ground for us families, that's support. We have very little way in supports down here. Lily is an amputee. You know, she is a child who is fighting cancer. She is battling her own demons. She is an amputee. And we've had nobody reach out to us down here. Not because they didn't, because it's just not available. And to be honest, Jerry, it's not good enough.
Yeah, much it more isn't. Needs to be done.
No, everything needs to be done. We're starting from scratch. Like there is, I suppose, paediatric cancer and childhood cancer is a massive taboo. We don't want to hear it. We, as Irish, we're superstitious. We feel like we'll welcome it into our lives if we mention it. You know, there's all of that, but that's nonsense. There are kids and families in Kerry, in front of your eyes. You know, they're here. And we need to see them and we need to mind them and protect them and provide for them like we would anything else.
Yeah, that's for sure. Lorraine, you're starting tomorrow. You're talking out, you're speaking, you're an ambassador for the Daffodil Day. So
thankful for
people
that.
Can get out there. You'll see people on the streets and people can donate online as well.
Yes, they can. And please do, please remember that every time that you put money in to support the Irish Cancer, you are supporting a counselling service. You are supporting a driver volunteer service. You're supporting night nurses and you're supporting nurses that go into children and adults on their last days in palliative. That's what the Irish Cancer Society provides. And just remember, you are helping to do this for us when you donate.
Yeah. Okay. Lorraine, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning about that. And good luck with tomorrow. It's cancer.ie/Daffodil Day. That's the link to go to if you want to donate. Or you will see plenty of people out and about the streets of the towns and villages across the county with daffodils. So get donating for that to help out families like Lorraine and help try and address some of the things that need to be done perhaps more locally to home here for people who are suffering with cancer diagnosis, including our children that are unlucky enough to be suffering with it.